Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Commanders are looking to draft their generational quarterback soon. Good reminder not to forget to think about your next generation. The exclusive sponsor to our show, the law firm of Condori and Murat, can guide you and your family in the right direction by helping you draft all of the important paperwork you need, a will, revocable trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, whatever it is that you need, they can take care of you. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys, kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We are 10 days away from the NFL draft, and it gives us enough time to ask 10 burning questions on Grant and Danny. And you thought all Darius could do is sing Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag, boys and girls. How about Darius flexing his muscle there as the big range voice guy? I like it.
I like that he has that, and we're talking about you like you're not right here, Darius, so give us a second. Adding the gravel. You know, that little like grumble in the voice, too, and it makes it seem significant. Because you can do a deep voice, but when you add like that like extra layer of rasp, I'm like, okay, this is a big deal. This is significant.
Here's question one. 10 questions, 10 days. We'll make them topical as much as we can to the news of the day. So today's pretty easy with Jaden Daniels in town meeting with the Commanders. Is this the surest we're going to get as to who they're picking? Or will we get more concrete evidence as we get closer to the draft? Said differently, there's no smoking gun. There's just a lot of reporting, speculating, idea being floated by Adam Schefter and others that they like Jaden Daniels. So if they take Jaden Daniels, we're going to work back from that and say, well, everybody knew it. You know, people were talking about this 2 weeks ago. But if they take Drake May, we'll know, well, that was all just nonsense. So the question, Danny, is how we currently feel right now, which is that it feels like there's like a 70% chance or so that it's going to be Jaden Daniels based on all the rumors and the betting market and everything else. Is this as sure as we'll get, or as we get closer to next week, 10 days away, will we have a better, more confident understanding of what they're going to do? Will there be a smoking gun at some point?
We're never going to get that smoking gun. Excuse me, dude. Wow.
You all right over there?
Apologies. I don't know what's happening.
What happened?
Two times.
That's bug happened. Fly up your nose?
Literally, just trying to talk, and something's like, nope, not for you, not today. All right, here we go. We're going to find out more. There's going to be more info. We're never going to get the full smoking. We're never going to get the full, the guy's holding the gun and there's blood pouring down. We're never getting that. But I think a little nuggets are going to start to come out. Little trial balloons, and I think it's going to be next week. I think early next week, looking for Monday or Tuesday, you and I and the other folks out here that are living and dying with this decision, consumed by it, are going to get a couple morsels that are more concrete than this. That's how I've always felt.
I don't think we're going to know either. I think we are, though, right now, this moment, exactly where we're going to be at draft time. You might have another reporter or two coming out to float something. You might have another Adam Schefter interview where he says, I'm sticking with Jaden Daniels, buy your jerseys now. That might happen, but there's not going to be any good, hard, fast reporting. In other words, Schefter right now is not saying, I can report that the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels. And a lot of people don't understand or care about the difference between Schefter saying he thinks they're going to take him, speculation, and him reporting that they are taking him. I care a lot about that discrepancy. My whole life is basically figuring out the difference between those two gray areas, right? Seriously. So a lot of people, they just hear it's Schefter saying words, it means the same. No, it doesn't. Report or speculation, report or thought. He's provided thoughts as to what he thinks is going to happen. It's informed speculation, but he has not reported anything. I don't think you're going to get any reports. I don't think there's going to be anything that you can put in Sharpie. And I give Adam Peters a lot of credit because it seems to me like Adam Peters is buttoned up. And he came here to chew bubble gum and keep some secrets, man. And there's not a lot of bubble gum left in his cup holder. In his car at this point.
I bet you something comes out from an agent side, a PR side. I don't think it's coming from them, to your point.
But what would the agent's PR side be able to give you that makes it credible enough that you could say it's happening?
We're kind of getting
some of that now.
Right. It's not going to be written in paint. It's not going to be in Sharpie. It's not going to be underlined. But it's going to be what we get. Right. It's not going to be that, as we're talking about, the smoking gun. But there's going to be more noise leading up to it. Whoever it is, by the way, whether it's Daniels' side, May's side, etc., this is the time for the agent to look good, right? I've got the number 2 overall pick, or I'm going to get him. You know what my agency is? The Danny Ruggie agency. You should come sign with me, NIL guys, or people that might be draft eligible in the near future. I think that's where it's going.
I wonder if people prefer to know before Goodell says the name or not. I remember we were at Rudy's Golf for an event months ago. This was not even the tournament. This was, I'm trying to think exactly when it would have been. And you and I were talking about the possibility that we are not going to know who they're picking until maybe right at the NFL draft, right when it said Jaden Daniels, LSU. Like, we're like, is there any way they can keep the secret that long? Is there any way they can pull that off? I'm very confident now. Even if you think it's Daniels, you confident enough to buy that jersey? you sure enough that you can guarantee that? Go out on a limb and, you know, if you're just talking to your buddies in a group text chat, okay, fine. But in a place, on a platform that would matter, put your reputation on the line to say that? I fully expect that the first time that I'm going to truly know who they're going to pick is when they make the selection. And that is a great way as a fan to experience draft night. Nerve-wracking, but that's going to add a hell of a lot of fun to the number 2 overall pick, in my opinion.
Yeah, there'll be a layer of dramatics with it, but I do think we're going to have, I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. Like, let's say there are empty jars, right? And you could put a little penny in each jar when we get some evidence or some scuttlebutt or some rumor, some of affinity. Right now, there's way more pennies in the Jaden Daniels jar.
Right, but before you continue, this to me is the whole point of this conversation. Like, what is evidence versus just words being said? The only thing that I would count as evidence right now is Adam Schefter has an opinion on this, and he is so plugged in and so informed that Adam Schefter has decided, I'm going to suggest that I have I have an opinion.
I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think I've got this thing down that they're going to take him. I'll give that a penny in the pot, if you want to call it that, for evidence. What other evidence do we have?
There's not a lot.
Is there anything else?
No, I mean, it's now, you know, the betting market's reflecting it. They're not making that up out of thin air.
Which is a reaction to Adam Schefter.
Could be.
Basically,
yeah.
That's where the betting markets come from. That's kind of like the same thing almost.
So, yeah, it's almost like a 1A to it, so maybe that's another penny. But I think as we get closer, whoever it is, there are going to be more pennies in the jar.
So there's 2 pennies to 0 right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about real evidence, I mean,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what is the evidence that we actually have?
And that's kind of the point of this whole discussion. There's not much evidence. There's not much real evidence. Again, none of this would hold up in court. It's all hearsay. It's all speculation. All of the speculation right now is centered around Jaden Daniels. So that's whether that's just feeding itself, whether that's because I'm just making up a name, because Ryan Wilson, Chris Trapasso, the guys at Draft Network. And, you know, you could pick seven other dudes because Dane Brugler said it, because, Mel Kiper has it. Whatever. Now we're adding to all these mock drafts that have Jaden Daniels. So now that counts as, quote unquote, noise that Jaden Daniels is coming to Washington at pick number two. That's not evidence, though. That's informed speculation. That's what makes sense. That's making a piece fit, et cetera. Those aren't pennies in the jar. That's a different category. That's buzz. That's energy. That's, kind of that speculation point. I feel like we're going to start to get more and more and more pennies in this jar to really beat this analogy into oblivion as we get a little bit closer, regardless of who it is.
So we both agree there will be no report, and you've seen these for many, many years before drafts, where somebody comes out and says, assuming Caleb Williams is off the board at number one, the Washington Commanders plan on selecting Jaden Daniels with the second pick. They were smitten by him when they met him at his pro day, and they spent time with him earlier this week or last week in Ashburn, which would be today and tomorrow. And he really blew them away, and they like his leadership or, whatever it is. You don't think we're getting that report prior to the draft that they have honed in on, zeroed in on, and they will be taking the LSU Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, we're not going to see we know. I think it's all going to be this is what we're hearing. Like that, and that's as close as we'll get, right? There's not going to be that Washington's already started negotiating. Not that there's much to negotiate anymore with the way the rookie deals are, but they've already started conversations, or they called to find out this, that, and the other from the agent. They've already informed people that's what they're doing. I don't think that's coming. I really don't. I think we're going to have an educated guess. We're going to feel confident by next Thursday, but I think ultimately there'll still be that element of surprise.
You guys can hop in on this at 800-636-1067. Right now, line up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. A couple different ways to go with this. Number one, are you buying all of the Jaden Daniels to Washington speculation? And this is now rampant. You're seeing almost nowhere that they're going to take Drake May. It feels like a ton of smoke on Daniels. Do you think that it's legit, number one? And number two, will there be any more evidence, anything concrete before draft night beyond just everyone reading tea leaves and thinking it's going to happen based on the reporting that we're seeing now and the speculating, more importantly, from big-time reporters that we're seeing come out? 800-636-1067 is the number. I'm just always reminded, Danny, that every single year we think we know a lot of things. And then you go back to the draft and you go, we didn't know anything. Different sport, but 2 years ago, the Orioles had the number one pick in the draft. I was anchoring the draft coverage for MLB Network Radio. I was sitting there with a couple former GMs. We were all texting a bunch of people leading up to the start of the draft. Drew Jones, who's Andrew Jones' son, was supposed to be the number one pick. There was a kid named Tamar Johnson, who, if he didn't go one, may have been the number one overall selection. And then Jackson Holliday, the son of Matt Holliday, was the other guy, like, in the conversation. It was hard charging up the board, but nobody really thought he would be the number one pick. But maybe he'd go two or three or something. And then the Orioles took Jackson Holliday. And it was a wow moment. Like, you were like, oh, this draft just got turned on its head already with the first pick. Man, did they keep a great secret. Now, Jackson Holliday, funny enough, I was at his ball game yesterday in Baltimore. He's now 20. 2 years later, he's in the major leagues. He got his first big league hit. Drew Jones, for the record, who's dealt with some injuries, is still an A-ball. The Orioles made the right pick. But I bring that up to say we just didn't really know much. Uh-huh. And there are plenty of football comps. I don't have to leave the sport. Like last year, right before the draft, do you remember when everyone thought Will Levis was going in the top five?
100%.
Nobody ever that I saw, maybe a mock here or there, but no reporter came out and said, teams really aren't that high on Levis. He's going in the second round. In fact, the smoke on the face of that draft as we sit here today in April of 24, C.J. Stroud, was that not only was he not going to go two, but he could be the one that falls way down the draft board. Like, that was an hour before the draft. You and I were getting off the air. That's what everybody was talking about. So we think we know because the people that are smart are saying things. But oftentimes around the draft, the people that know everything don't even know anything.
Exactly. And again, this is what we've learned because of those experiences is this really is misinformation season, right? Everybody that's getting word out has an agenda in some way, whether it's an agent talking about their client to be up and down the board, whether it's a team that doesn't want a certain guy to go, so maybe he falls to them, or, you know, a team that wants more choices. I mean, there's a million different reasons that everyone's got something in mind as they're trying to angle for a slight advantage. Again, it's this push and pull over a finite number of resources. I mean, again, it's like a miniature version of a spy game when it comes to professional football. So, yeah, I mean, we do that every year. I mean, in the same draft, Malik Willis was supposed to be a first rounder until he wasn't at all.
And oh, good
was,
point.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, there were people. I don't know if this was happening like the day of the draft. I definitely think there was top 10 smoke. That was the big conversation. But there were people suggesting he'd go second, third, fourth overall, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And you're 100% right. We think we know, and all it is we read similar stories and bits of information in these mock drafts that have similar-looking top 10s, top 15s, top 20s, because that's the order of kind of convention. There's always going to be some variance of opinion, whether you know this is this, whether Dunze or Neighbors is the second-best receiver or whatever, right? You can always pick it. You know, somebody likes Joe Alt, another guy likes Fashanu. That's fine. That's all going to be mixed up in there. But you sort of do the average of the averages, and you take the mock draft central database where, you know, this guy's most common pick is 1-1. This guy's most common pick is 1.2. Or his average pick, like in fantasy, is 1.22. The next guy's 1.35. The next guy's 1.6. And then down the line, then there's more variance as you go because there's always, you know, different permutations and different people that might get selected. But the point is, it's a pretty much a consensus. And we are always reminded the day after, we didn't know squat. We thought we did, but we didn't.
Question for you guys, 800-636-1067. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Are we going to know who the Commanders are taking before they make the pick? Do you think there will be more certainty about Daniels, or maybe the pendulum will swing to somebody else before the selection is made, or are we going to be in the same boat in 10 days as we are right now, assuming, based on not a whole lot, that they really like Jaden Daniels? It's 10 draft questions in 10 days on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
completely off topic, and you're probably not going to be able to answer this, so I should have just pocketed it.
Go on.
But I just saw this again on my feed while scrolling X before we came back. Do you have any file on what was going on with, like, a Billy Joel celebration?
No.
Okay. I don't either. But everyone's very upset because I guess they, like, went to commercial break while Billy Joel was singing Piano Man. But there was a massive CBS event where they had, like, a Billy Joel concert or celebration or something. I'm surprised by that. I believe he's still with us, correct? And he's just out there singing.
I think so, yeah.
Performing. Do they do that? Where they're just like, hey, tonight we're going to honor this guy and he's going to do a big concert. Is that something I don't know about that happens?
I think that happens from time to time. It's one of those, there's nothing really good on TV. We're going to get everyone together for a guy that, you know, is obviously has had an unbelievable career. But when's the last time you were like, what's Billy Joel up to? You know what I mean? Like they would do this all the time where they would get like somebody that was a huge deal in the 60s or 70s or 80s and trot him out there in 2013. You know, like maybe feels a little like that. I know it sounds like I'm being disrespectful to Billy Joel. Again, unbelievable artist, great career, but he's 74 years old. I'm not sure he's at the front of mind for everybody, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I guess that's a genre that I'm not familiar with of programming where you go, tonight's Billy Joel night on CBS. Tune in. And how do people find out about it?
It's like, I don't know.
Thousands of people there at a concert and people know to tune in. And that kind of stuff always, I'm overly curious. Like most people would be like, oh, that's on tonight. And they'll just keep going. I have so many questions about the Billy Joel experience and like how it came about. Mm-hmm. Is this the first of a series? Are they going to do another night with Bruno Mars in 5 months? I don't know.
No, you got to wait 30 years for the Bruno Mars version. See what I'm saying?
You got to be a legend who's been at it for decades and decades. We're like honoring the catalog, so to speak.
One of those kind of things.
And they're bringing in people that they've collabed with over the years and buddies to come out and perform, like that kind of deal. Lifetime achievement kind of night.
I can't think of another good one, but I know they did stuff like this. Like for the late Michael Jackson, I remember they did one like 25 years since some kind of event. Maybe it was 35 years, honestly, since maybe the Jackson 5 was in the Ed Sullivan show. But just an excuse to get the artists together. So then you had a bunch of guest appearances. I remember Usher hopped out and was awesome. They had a number of other artists that performed Michael Jackson songs. So he could introduce a new song that he did, and he performed that at the end. Stuff like that, you know, just sort of one of those. There's not a lot going on programming calendar-wise, so we got a legend. Maybe grab some names, grab a couple people, see if they might want to tune in.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Question we've asked you guys, do you think there's going to be any more certainty about what the Commanders are going to do with the number two pick between now and the draft? Are we just going to have to go with the assumption that it's Daniels for no real good reason? Let's go to Al, who's in Hyattsville, to get us started on G&D. What's up, Al? How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good. This is, for me, is fantastic not knowing. This is the first time in 20-something years where I don't care because I don't know. I don't know, and I'm good with that. You know, the idea of going into Thursday and knowing what's going on, Adam Schefter knows nothing. None of these other sport writers know nothing. I'm cool with that. And the assumption that, oh, it is Daniels, if it is, great. If it's not, great. But the fact that we have a GM and a front office that knows how to keep their mouth shut and not tip their hand to me is the greatest thing for this organization. For real.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call. I don't know how much it benefits you in this specific case. If you come out and say, I'm taking Jaden Daniels because I think he's the next superstar in the NFL, if you're Adam Peters, I don't think you're worse off. Having said that, the ability to keep a secret, the fact that they're able to do anything operating behind the scenes without people finding out about it, is a massive departure of the last several regimes, frankly. It speaks to the amount of folks that have been cleaned out, the amount of offices that have now changed over to a new incumbent, if you will, to somebody new occupying the seat in the desk. And the Peters-Newmark era is kicking off with a coaching search where everyone was wondering and nobody knew anything, and a quarterback search that has gone very similarly. I think that operating in anonymity like that in a way where you know, in intrigue, if you will, in mystery. I think more often than not, that's a huge win. That's a good thing. That's a success. I don't know if it helps you at all in this process. If we know who the Bears are taking one, I don't know that you're better off with nobody knowing what you're doing at two, because it's not like you're, you know, being dictated to. You're calling the shots. But generally, I think that this is an awesome thing to learn about this front office this offseason.
I think that's well said. So I don't know if there's a direct benefit right now, just kind of to your point. Please behave professionally. This is not Bruce Allen getting mad after flying back from visiting Kirk Cousins' family, calling J.P. Finley and a couple others into his office to tell everyone that the quarterback's a jerk, right? This is not a pissing contest against Trent Williams. This is not the normal nonsense that we're used to seeing, doing, and dealing with on an annual basis here. This isn't, you know, underqualified boobs that are, you know, going whichever way the wind blows outside, like they're at the beach looking at a windsock in the Rivera and Company group. These are pros. This is what a professional looks like, right? You're not just spilling the beans. You are keeping the trade secrets. It probably doesn't help you, but it might. It might that one time, and you need good practice at it. You just practice doing things right all the time, and it becomes a good habit.
Let's go to Chudy, who's in Gainesville, been waiting on Grant and Danny. Chudy, do you think we'll get any more hard info to actually know what's what?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I don't think we are going to get any more hard information. I think, in my opinion, we'll know who is the quarterback they're going to pick on draft night, and I'm fine with that. I mean, personally, I'm leaning on May, but the fact that I don't know just makes this process, even though it's anxiety-driven, very fun, and I think people are excited about it. I think that the fact that, yes, Jaden Daniels is here tonight, the next day Drake May immediately walks in the building right after him, we don't know, so it should be fun. It should be fun. So, but yeah, I think we won't get any concrete information until draft night. So yeah, thanks.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm leaning, Jeeps. Now, something may happen between now and then, and all the gum flapping we've done about how pro this organization is and how they're not, you know, they've been doing things differently here may go out the window. I doubt it, seriously, given the pattern of behavior. But to me, I think that's the leader in the clubhouse. I just can't.
I also wouldn't feel that way, real quick. If the word gets out or something, I wouldn't feel like that is indicative that they can't keep a secret. Because as I said, I'm not sure that there's any value this time in keeping the secret. So I wouldn't judge them that hard necessarily.
No, that's fair. I guess what I mean is, I just think their MO is this. You know what I mean? I think what they've decided as an organization, we are not in the business of sharing diddly with whoever. They are going to find out when everyone else finds out. We're going to know. They won't know. I think that's what they have wanted to do. Or let me rephrase. I think they're going to let people know when they want them to. They're going to know on our timetable, right? Remember, what was the movie that Thommy had us watch during the movie Movie Madness?
Or
the movie?
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. It was the movie I'd never heard of. It was about like the redneck heist. Like it was their Ocean's 11.
But Logan Lucky?
Logan Lucky. Channing Tatum has a great line when they're doing the summary to show you behind the scenes of how this all worked out. He said it to his brother. They're going to know what we want them to know. That's what this front office is doing. They're doing the Channing Tatum bit from Logan Lucky. They'll know what we want them to when we want them to.
It's a deep cut.
There it was.
That. Robert is in Ellicott City, going up north in Maryland. What's up, Robert? How are you?
Great, fellas. How are you doing?
Good, buddy.
So I'll get to the topic at hand, but quickly, the Billy Joel thing, a little bit of insight on that.
Yes.
It was a concert from several weeks ago, from my understanding, and they filmed it, and CBS was going to air it last night after the Masters and after 60 Minutes, all that other stuff. They promoted the hell out of it during March Madness. I mean, you couldn't watch a commercial break at March Madness without...
Right, I remember seeing it, yep.
Yep. So apparently what they have, but Masters ran long, and they didn't want to cut 60 Minutes, or they didn't want to cut their news. They had some producer or editor somewhere says, oh, we'll just cut this song out, which happened to be his classic Piano Man. Huh. I mean, it was pretty much, do you guys remember, we're all too young to remember the Heidi episode with the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game 50 years ago? It was very similar to that. So
yeah, you probably, if you're going to air a concert for Billy Joel, you might need to keep Piano Man in it. I didn't realize because everyone was angry that they went to the local TV affiliates, that's a hard out. I mean, those TV stations are taking over, you know, top of the hour or whatever. So I get that. But if it was taped and just run on, you know, edited and you kind of had an idea of how much time you had, I don't know. Maybe cut one of the songs out in the middle of that thing and let Piano Man play at the
River
end.
Cut River of Dreams or something like that. You probably want to let Piano Man ride.
Yeah. If you're doing a documentary about some of the greatest end-of-game drives, you might need the catch from the 49ers That's in right. there.
We'll skip that one.
In that documentary. Are you still there or did you go?
Me?
No, I did not go. You asking me?
Yeah, I was not talking to Danny.
I was great. You can see me.
Danny is contractually obligated to be here until 6:30 every day.
I got another 40 minutes. What are you talking about? Sorry, what's up, man?
No, I'm still here. On the topic of hand, I don't think we'll know. You know, I think it's going to be play out just like the head coach thing where everyone thought it was the guy from Detroit, was Rod Johnson. Is that his name?
Ben
Johnson. You know, everyone was, you know, saying it's that. It's a done deal, Ben Johnson. And then, hey, well, hello, it's Dan Quinn, you know, for whatever reason. So I think it's going to be kept very close to the vest, and we'll find out, you know, when we find out when they say number two pick is on the clock.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, dude.
Rob Johnson, the former backup quarterback here in Washington and more notably in Buffalo, who wore a visor all the time.
First team all visor.
I wonder, he'd have to be. He's like the most visor head coach other than Doug Peterson probably, if he was a head man. 800-636-1067. Do you think word gets out on what the Commanders are going to do before the draft? That is our burning question today. We're going to hit 10 questions in 10 days going up to the draft, which is 10 days out. Plus, an athlete first pitch gone badly, I think, although maybe it went just the way it should have. Next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. I believe I'm going to run the jeans back tonight. I've got the dark jeans pressed and ready to go for the alt cast.
Can you show me here what we're looking at?
Yeah, I really liked the the vibes of the dark jeans.
Yep.
Over dress pant. It was a little more casual.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's dark an angle. Jean, yep. That's probably an angle you didn't want there.
No, Grant, that's fine. So what Grant did is he tilted his camera face down, pointed it right at his crotch,
yeah.
And then he was sort of gesturing towards it. Like he was in
D-Generation
X in the late
pants.
90s. Yeah, in the late 90s, you're doing a little X-Pac bit.
Now, I do have a slacks here hanging.
No, I don't want those. Dark jeans.
Okay.
They'll pop way better.
Which pants are you looking for? Or excuse me, we've already discussed pants.
Mm-hmm.
Which shirt are you looking for? Do you like this blue button-down? Or
yeah,
do you like
I think
the check that I haven't worn yet that's got some purple in it next to it?
Yeah, there's a great chance I got you one or both of those shirts. I like your... Let me see the blazer combo at the end, because you're wearing the blazer over top, right?
We're going blue blazer.
I'm going to go, actually. You're going to go 3 different shades of blue. Let's go the plain blue shirt here with your jeans.
Wow.
Tucked and a blazer. Do you have a pocket?
It's a lot of blue.
Do you have a pocket square with a little color?
Good one.
Thank you.
That's a lot of blue, Danny.
There are three different blues. It's going to play. It's basically a St. Louis Blues line. Like one
I'll
goal
score,
one checking line, and one guy that's or one you know one checking type player, and one guy that's great with the puck.
I'll give it a look. I'll see if anybody here takes any issue with it.
No one's going to take issue. It's going to look fantastic.
A lot of different blues. Let's go to Tyler, who's in Richmond, home of the Flying Squirrels. Hello, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, pal.
Doing great.
Good. First, I have a question for Grant. Did you ever find that television remote last week?
Believe it or not, we did find the remote a few days later, yes. We went multiple days without it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had a suggestion. I had the same situation a couple months ago for myself, but glad
which
you
was?
Found it. So I spent 2.5 hours flipping my living room over. I pulled the couch apart. I lifted it up. I could not figure out where it was. But where it ended up being was it's a sectional couch, so it got wedged between two of the pieces, and it wouldn't fall out, so it was
Of
suspended. So luckily I found it. It just took a few hours of sweating through the living room. But
Dude, I mean, the amount of man hours spent finding that remote was a high number. And then one day I just came home and it was there, and my wife's like, oh, yeah, I found it last night. Very casually, as if there was no effort was exerted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, glad to hear it. No, I was just going to say, I think we're in for a surprise next week. I don't think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I think it's going to be May. I also see it potentially being McCarthy. But I don't think, you know, Peters is going to go with the presumptive favorite here. But
so you basically, thanks for the call. I mean, he thinks they've got everyone right where they want them. Like, they're watching this from their bunker, kind of smirking as everyone's just completely off base. That would be incredible. And I will tip my cap. I mean, that's how you're going to know. To me, I said this last week, the story will be, wow, they took fill in the blank, May or McCarthy. But also, you will never know what Adam Peters is thinking.
Well, I can't remember who made Chicago think of this years ago. But remember, San Francisco is minding their business at number two, and they get a phone call from Chicago. Here are a bunch of picks. We need to swap from 3 to 2 to make sure someone doesn't steal Mitch Trubisky from us. Somebody put the fear of God in them, thinking that they'd lose old Mitch, right? So they couldn't afford to do that. Think about this. If, again, talking about the espionage and the lying, all this stuff, you let all those rumors fester that you're in love. You love Jaden Daniels so much, even if you don't. And you let someone blow you away with an offer. If you don't, nobody does, you're still fine. You're still in a great position, right? Maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
Let's go to Eric in Warrington. Eric, you're on Grant and Danny. We're discussing if we're going to get any more concrete evidence as to which way Washington's leaning before they actually make a pick, or is the current speculation about as good as it's going to get?
I think the current speculation is about as close as we're going to get. I mean, they've held everything close to the vest, but I was telling your producer, I was like, I haven't known something. I got married 15 years ago, April 25th, 2009. The last time I had this, we were either Mark Sanchez or Brian Arakpo, and I had no idea. And by the time the ceremony was over, the first thing I did was I was just like, who we get? And it was like, not Mark Sanchez. I was like, thank God.
But you knew then.
No, I think that it's going to be close to the vest. We're not going to know anything. They could trade back.
You know what I remember about that draft, which I think if top of my head was 09, but I could be wrong.
Thanks, Eric.
That was the last year, I believe, of the Saturday afternoon first three rounds, Sunday afternoon 4 through 7 situation. That was my favorite.
The best.
Growing up, the draft was my, not exaggerating, my number one event and day of the year. Better than opening day, better than the Super Bowl. When it was three rounds all day long, first, second, third round, it moved with better pace. It wasn't a dragged out primetime first round event. That was my favorite. Grab some snacks, have buddies over, and enjoy the process.
Just
and
horizontal I'm pretty sure, for hours.
Oh, it was the best. But I'm pretty sure that was the last year. There may have been one after. But I remember I was in my apartment over on Seminary Road in Alexandria with some friends watching that class. And I, like that caller, it sounds like, I wanted nothing to do with Mark Sanchez. and I was steamed up for Arakpo. Now, I didn't know he would go on to have one sack in the division for the rest of his career.
Numbers approximate.
But I still really like the idea of Brian Arakpo.
Yeah, and I love that Vinny Serrato couldn't say Arakpo and said Arapco, which was great his whole time.
Him and Dick Stockton both.
So many more sacks against the Raiders than the Cowboys. It's unbelievable.
Well, a lot of people had a lot of sacks against the Raiders. That was the Jamarcus Russell time frame.
Uh-huh.
He had a four-sack game.
Twice a year. Yeah.
Rookie year, four sacks against Russell, eight sacks, I think, for the season.
That is all right.
And so it ended up looking like, wow, he had a hell of a year. He had a hell of a game.
Yeah. He had a nice week.
They had seven sacks. And I think, now this is way deep in the archives, and I could be conflating some things in the wiring of my head. I'm pretty sure that Raiders game was one of the only like huge games of Malcolm Kelly's career as well. He had like 100 yards against the Chargers. I think he had a big catch against the Raiders in that game as well. John Walton, voice of Caps Hockey, is going to join us at about 6:15 to get us ready for the Caps. Got to have it win or you're in some trouble game. Penultimate game of their season, the home finale, game 80 of 82 tonight. We'll talk to John coming up in a few on G&D.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.